I wanted to do a video on glutathione, specifically because I had a glutathione deficiency, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about what I found on my body because, of course, if you have the deficiency, you want to really understand it and do a deep dive on this topic. Glutathione is the major antioxidant in all of the cells. It helps you detoxify heavy metals. It helps with the free radical damage. It helps with all the extra oxidation that occurs, especially if you're exposed to a lot of pollution and chemicals and mold and things like that. So I want to share with you how to have enough glutathione without having to take the supplement. The one thing you need to know is that your body actually makes glutathione. The only time I would take a supplement related to this is if you had Tylenol poisoning, and that depletes your glutathione and really puts your liver at risk for damage. You'd want to take a supplement called NAC, which is a precursor to build up your glutathione, but they would normally give you that in an emergency room setting. Let's take a look at some symptoms from a glutathione deficiency. When someone's deficient in glutathione, they're going to have a problem sleeping. They're going to have a problem with fatigue. They're going to have a problem with brain fog. They're going to have a problem with their mood, maybe depression, anxiety. Now let's jump over to the causes of a glutathione deficiency. Alcohol, being on a very, very low-calorie diet, overtraining. And in my case, that was my number one cause because I pretty much eat really healthy, but I do exercise and sometimes too much. And if you are a vegan, the need for glutathione is going to go higher, primarily because it's very difficult to get certain proteins if you're a vegan. Even if you're not a vegan, if you're on low amounts of protein, that could be the reason why your glutathione is low. So glutathione is made out of three amino acids. One of them is glycine. Now, with the other amino acids, there's this whole chemical reaction that occurs. And the only reason I want to bring up a little piece of this puzzle is because between 40 and 50% of the population, they have a problem with this mutation of a certain gene called MTHFR, a gene that makes it difficult to deal with synthetic versions of B12 and get the natural version, which is methylcobalamin. Number two, folic acid. If you're consuming a supplement or a lot of supplements with a lot of folic acid, you'd want to not take those anymore and get a methylfolate B9. Apparently, for my genetics, I have a hard time absorbing choline, so I have to eat more foods high in choline, which is liver and egg yolk. You can also get choline from certain cruciferous vegetables as well. But the only reason I'm bringing it up is that it's not a simple topic. There are complexities, and I'm going to give you the general gist of what you should do. And if you still have problems, you might need to go deeper into this and get your genetics tested. What's important to know is that if you have some of the signs that you're deficient in glutathione, the next points I'm going to talk about are what you should be focusing on. Number one, getting enough glycine. How can you get glycine? Don't avoid organ meats. Don't avoid the skin on the chicken if you're consuming that, or even the skin on fish. One really good way to get enough glycine is to take an entire chicken, the whole thing, put it in a crock pot, boil it down with the bones, the skin, everything, and consume that chicken soup. Glycine is also high in Jell-O, and I'm not talking about the Jell-O that you'd normally get. I would get Knox blocks, and you could make your own gelatin, or you can do bone broth that has a good amount of gelatin. And there's a lot of interesting information about glycine, also helping people sleep, because it increases glutathione and it helps you detoxify and it helps establish this antioxidant. Number two, making sure you have the methyl version of the B vitamins, B12 and folate. Now, I'm not telling you to take those vitamins, but what I am saying is that you probably want to avoid the synthetic versions if you're taking supplements already, because that can interfere with your ability to use those two vitamins if you have that genetic issue I mentioned. But typically, where do you get B12? Well, animal meat. You're going to get it from that easily. If you're a vegan, you're going to have a problem with B12. But what about folate? Folate is in organ meats, but you're not going to find a lot of folate necessarily in just regular muscle meat. So if you're carnivore, you might want to do organ meats, right? Like liver, beef liver, and things like that. You can also get it from dark leafy green vegetables, okay? And I'm talking about folate or methylfolate. Vitamin C is also a precursor for glutathione. So that could come from raw sauerkraut, leafy greens, things like that. Number four, having enough sleep. If you're not sleeping, that could be the reason why you're not getting enough glutathione. It puts a huge stress on the body. Going to bed earlier, trying to sleep in longer, having certain sleep aids is going to be very, very important. Next one, do not overexercise like I did, okay? I was exercising every single day, like high intensity. If you're doing this high intensity type workout, like running up mountains like I was, do that twice a week, okay? And then the other days, long walks. Walking can help increase glutathione. Marathons or sustained running over long periods of time, long duration is really bad for glutathione. You can really deplete your levels. I already mentioned stress being a factor with depleting your glutathione. So adaptogens are good, or you can do a lot of things to help reduce stress. You can go for walks, do things that help you reduce stress, like listen to music, get into art, do hobbies like I'm into woodworking. All that is great for stress. And also physical work is awesome for stress because it takes your mind off what you're worried about. Number seven, I already mentioned this, but I'll mention again, sufficient protein. This also includes not having enough calories. So some people I know are doing too much fasting. You have to be kind of healthy to fast in a way. And I'm talking about if you're run down and your body's depleted and you push yourself and do fasting when you don't feel good. That's what I'm talking about. If you do fasting and you feel good, then that means it's working, right? Your body can handle it. But if you try to force yourself to do a prolonged fast and you feel like crap, you're not ready for that. You probably need to back off and work up to that. Now, I already mentioned this too, carbohydrates, okay? If your carbohydrates are extremely low, like zero, and your body is also weakened and you have some of these other issues, you may want to increase the amount of carbohydrates to about 50 grams. So maybe berries would help you, but that could be the reason because that little bit of carb can actually help raise the insulin, which can potentially help you absorb more amino acids. Sulfur-based vegetables like cruciferous can help you also increase glutathione. And seafood to help get the trace minerals, the zinc, the selenium that are all needed as a precursor for glutathione.